The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, so much going on in the sports world. A full docket of college football to talk about from yesterday. Florida State escapes once again as North Carolina State unable to get it done. Tennessee and Georgia, that was a pretty darn good football game, I gotta say. I watched that one. Pretty good football game. Missouri, South Carolina, another good football game. And then you had your blowouts with Auburn and Michigan State and the other guys. But really, just a very interesting day in college football. Will be a very interesting day here in NFL football. Let me welcome in Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime for this hour. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. I'm still reeling off the Arizona State game on Thursday night, but I guess we can get into that a little later.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was interesting to see how mistakes really, really played a huge factor in that game. Let's be honest. Offensively, able to get the ball going quite a bit, but unable to hold on to the ball in some really important situations. And Adams with a couple of big runbacks. Rest is history. We all know how that goes. But Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're just getting loose on the other side. Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com will be joining us, so keep it close. A lot of things to get into. Diamondbacks make some changes. Postseason is now in full throttle. Derek Jeter, all that stuff. So a lot of things to get into. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Like I said, Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man pulling you through. So keep it close right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose to death.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as always. You can get us at J Rich Radio or at Dorf on Sports on Twitter. And then obviously give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Tons of things to talk about in the sports world. Before we get too deep into sports, we're going to hook up with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. That's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com, as we do each and every week here on the program. Talk a little sports, and then obviously talk a little bit about Ticks for Cause and their mission, and then we feature a charity of the week each week. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. I'm doing really, really good today. How about you?
I can't complain. You and I have we have a date today in some way, shape, or form because
we sure do.
The Chicago Bears are hosting my Green Bay Packers, so one of us is going to be happy and one of us is not going to be happy at the end of the day.
That is absolutely true. This is going to be such a good game, such a great game, and really set the tone, I think, for both our teams in obviously critical ways. So I think it's going to be a nail biter. At least that's my opinion. I'm real curious to see what you think.
You know, I think it's one of those weeks where it's put up or shut up for the Green Bay Packers. This offense has been poor, to say the least, so far this season. Aaron Rodgers hasn't looked the same from before his injury to now, looking a little bit more unsure of himself. And the offensive line hasn't been great. Eddie Lacy hasn't been great. So I think a lot of things have to happen today for the Green Bay Packers in a positive way. And I really think they need to have a very good offensive showing. And I hate to say this, but usually, you know, against Detroit, in Detroit, I would say I love the Packers. But at the same time, you know, the Packers have owned the Chicago Bears for a while here,
absolutely,
too. And I would have to think that this is a week where we're really saying to ourselves, we right the ship and we get things going. So we'll see how it goes. You know, like I said, would have thought better last week playing Detroit because Aaron Rodgers in that place was 9-1 before that game, but now 9-2. And again, another opportunity for the Packers to get their offensive woes under control and start this thing going. And like you said, I agree with you. This is a big game for the rest of the season, and it will definitely have an impact on what happens with the Chicago Bears, the Green Bay Packers, and obviously the Detroit Lions. So I agree with you. This is a big game in a lot of different ways. But let's do what we do with you on the most part. I mean, we do talk sports as well, which is great, but you do have a purpose and a mission for ticksforcause.com. Share that with people, please, Mary.
Absolutely. Our mission at Ticks for Cause is to make every single entertainment purchase matter for a charity. And what we do, we're a ticket website, and we have a huge heart. We're the only ticket website out there that allows you to easily find all the sports, concert, theater tickets you're looking for, literally any place across the country, competitive prices, and to make that ticket purchase matter for the charity that you want to help at no extra cost to you. Because our business model is simple. We share 50% of what we make on those ticket purchases with the charity of your choice. So it's everybody working together to benefit organizations that are doing so much to help others.
Again, really, truly, you are the website with a heart. And again, these are things that people are going to do. You're going to see concerts. You're going to sporting events and whatnot. So if you're going to purchase tickets, you might as well do it at ticksforcause.com, because obviously you get a great seat. But you know what? Also, you're donating to a charity of your choice. I really do not think it gets any better than that. I have used the website. Jeff has used the website. So we are not only promoting it, but we've also used the website. And again, I had great seats. I had front row seats, to be honest with you. So they're top-notch seats, and again, you are doing yourself and everybody else a huge service by donating to a charity of your choice. Mary, let's get into the charity of the week this week, which is VFW. Explain that to people and tell them what it is.
Absolutely. The VFW stands for the Veterans of Foreign War, and a lot of people probably think of the VFW and they know, it's that hall down the street or it's that post down the street. But they don't really know the background of this. This organization was literally started by veterans from the Spanish-American War back in 1899. So tomorrow is VFW Day. They're celebrating their 115th birthday. And this organization came together, was pulled together by veterans back then coming back from the war who needed help, who needed medical care. And there were no benefits at that time. So they came together to form this bond, this group, to be able to advocate for themselves, to be able to get benefits and to be able to get help. And since that time, over the last 115 years, they have been such a strong voice for all veterans coming back from all foreign wars. And they continue to this very day. It's a remarkable organization.
Jeff, I know that you have served this country. How does something like this hit your heart?
Well, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a risk that every service member puts on the line, whether they get a commission or they enlist. And, you know, and sometimes it's tough. You know, I myself didn't serve in, didn't serve in combat, but there are plenty who do. And you know, they want to come home to a country that appreciates them. And I believe that the VFW, you know, it's not just the hall, but the, you know, the halls and the post are good for fellowship for the, you know, for these veterans to come home and be able to sit with their peers in a social situation. But, you know, for a younger person like myself, you know, I think of it as the organization that it is. And Mary, maybe you could shed some light on what someone is doing with a ticket purchase when they select to help out the VFW post, where that money goes. You know, we know it doesn't just go to the kegs and bar posters, right?
Sure, absolutely. You know, and I think, Jeff, you bring up a really good point, because the VFW, while they are, again, they use this money to help advocate on behalf of the veterans, they also expand beyond that into the community to help the community learn more about patriotism, to help. They have scholarship funds for students. So they really, they not only are helping veterans with the money that they raise and the money that they try to get from their different fundraising campaigns, but they're also turning that back into the community again with scholarship programs, with various patriotism programs, and again, growing awareness for veterans, what they've done, what their needs are, and how we can advocate for them and those needs in the future going forward.
You know, and again, I think it's pretty awesome in a way when people don't want to write a check out for charities and stuff along those lines. But you know what? You can purchase tickets through ticksforcause.com and donate to a charity of your choice. So again, it's not about writing a huge check to things anymore. It's about donating in ways and shapes and forms that you can. And Ticks for Cause has really laid out a perfect way for you to do that. Again, I don't think it gets any better. You get tickets to go to the game or event that you want, and you get to donate to a charity of your choice. Again, I don't think it gets any better than that, Mary. I really don't.
Well, I appreciate that. We don't either. And you know what? A lot of people believe that as well. And we thank you so much for this opportunity to spread the word, not only about our charity members, it's free for them to come on and join, but also to get the word out that where you buy your ticket really does matter. You're helping just by buying that ticket, the same ticket you could get anywhere else, the same price you could pay. But because of the fact that we're all joining together to make this difference, it's the power behind that purchase. And we let all consumers out there have that power to make a difference just merely by where they buy that ticket.
Great stuff as always, Mary. Really appreciate you taking your time out. I know you're traveling to St. Louis today, and enjoy yourself, be careful, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, you guys take care. Enjoy the games. I know you will. Andy, I'll be thinking of you.
Hey, we'll have something to talk about next week for sure, Mary, as always.
Oh, we sure will. Take care. Have a great week.
You too. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause, CEO and founder of TicksForCause.com. Obviously, people, it is the spot to get your tickets. If you're looking for tickets, a great place. They have great seats, and you get to donate to a charity of your choice. Doesn't get much better. Anyways, we'll be back on the other side, Jeff and I, breaking it down, the world of sports, right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he always does. Get us at JRich Radio or at Dorf on Sports on Twitter. Or give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Lots of things to talk about, for sure. Hey, Jeff, I want to get into some college football real quickly, and then we'll see where we go from there. But happened to catch a few games yesterday, which is good. Tennessee and Georgia was my favorite game to watch yesterday. I don't know what your favorite game was to watch, but really a pretty good football game when everything is said and done. This Worley kid, I was pretty impressed with him. A little banged up in the elbow and whatnot, but still went out there and made some unbelievable throws. And you know what? Tennessee, I got to give them credit. They never really went away. They kept battling. They kept clawing. And you know what? They just didn't have enough time. And on the other side of the ball, I'll tell you what, that running back from Georgia, just pretty impressive as well. So really good football game there. I'm sure you caught it, but how did you feel about that game, Jeff?
Well, I watched that game from start to finish, and one of the themes for the for this weekend's slate of games, I really thought was the depth chart and how important that starting quarterback is, because you saw how Tennessee just fell apart on offense when like you said, Worley went down with the elbow injury, and Nathan Peterman came off the bench, and that was just open season for Jeremy Pruitt and that Georgia defense to attack. And you thought the game was over, even though it was only 21-17, because Tennessee couldn't move the ball. And then Worley comes off the bench, and you know he's got Marquez North and Pig Howard to throw the ball to, and they moved the ball down the field. I was really impressed with that freshman running back at Tennessee as well, number one there, Jalen Hurd. I thought that kid's already a beast, and he's got another two if not 3 years on campus where we're going to see him run the ball pretty well in the SEC. So a lot of things to look forward to. I think that Butch Jones is a hell of a coach at Tennessee, and even last year when they weren't that good, they managed to hang with a lot of teams, and they actually beat South Carolina. So that Tennessee team's a good football team. But I'll tell you what, in a close game, you need to milk a little bit of clock. There's nobody you'd rather have in that backfield than one Todd Gurley.
You know, you mentioned something kind of interesting. You know, Tennessee's had their fair share of coaches in and out of there over the past few seasons, you know, the Lane Kiffins and whatnot. But it seems like they have a little more patience with this guy. And you know, rightfully so. It looks to me like Tennessee is back on the right track. Yes or no?
Absolutely. And one thing to point out about Butch Jones is he's kind of rode Brian Kelly's coattails, and this is the first job that he hasn't followed, you know, since he became a head coach at Central Michigan, that he's not following Brian Kelly. So Butch Jones making his own name, developing his own system, and obviously he's getting the better recruits. So look out for Tennessee. I know it's been a while, but this is a team that's on their way up.
I'll tell you what, I would have really liked to have seen North Carolina State pull it off yesterday against Florida State. You know, Jameis Winston is obviously, like you said, the theme with, you know, starting quarterbacks, obviously a huge difference with him in there in that lineup. The offense seems to click a little bit more. But with that being said, North Carolina State really put up a lot of points on Florida State. They had that defense kind of, you know, wondering what was going on. They kept that up-tempo thing going. So I don't think Florida State is anywhere near close to as good as they were last year. And I could easily see them having a falter once or twice this season. Do you feel the same way about Florida State as I do or no?
I think that they have an easier road ahead. I think that was obviously a bowl-ish game for North Carolina State. You know, it was funny. I was watching on the split screen. I had Michigan and Minnesota on one side, and I had NC State and Florida State on the other side. So I was watching a couple of former Northern Illinois coaches, put the fire to some traditional programs like Michigan and Florida State. With Florida State, you got to remember they lost a ton of talent on the defensive side of the ball to the NFL draft. I know that we like to talk about Jameis and Carlos Williams Jr. and now Rashad Green Green and Nick O'Leary on the offensive side of the ball. But in reality, Florida State was really built on their defense, and they just got the possessions to get it done. They made it really easy for Jameis Winston a year ago. I thought he was a little shaky in the first half. I thought that North Carolina State had them figured out, and a lot of credit to the NC State offense for putting up 41 points on a still a pretty good Florida State team. They seem to score with a little more ease than Clemson did a week ago. So this NC State team might be a little bit better than we're giving them credit for. And I think and I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, we've seen Virginia play well. We saw Virginia Tech go into Columbus and beat Ohio State. I think that the ACC is better this year, but I'm not sure that they're better to the level to even get a Florida State team that's perhaps down a little bit from a year ago.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you on very much of what you said. And speaking of a division that's down or a conference that's down, the Big Ten is definitely down. However, they are playing a little bit better. Maybe it's because of the competition that they're playing. I don't know. But Wisconsin had a nice win yesterday, 27-10 over University of South Florida. Michigan State does get a victory as well. Is there any slight chance that you think somebody from the Big Ten can represent for that national title?
Boy, it's going to be tough. I thought that, we pinned a lot of hopes for the Big Ten on maybe Penn State, now that they're bowl eligible and, their probation's coming to an end. And, they were the team that was unscathed, but Northwestern ended all of that yesterday. I look at it, maybe Ohio State can bounce back. Maybe by November 8th, we're watching that Ohio State-Michigan State game saying, okay, this, the winner of this game is one of the better four teams in the country. But I got to tell you, it's going to be tough because I think there's some depth in the Pac-12, definitely some depth in the Big 12. And you can't, the SEC may be a little bit down, but how far down can you be if you got teams like Alabama, LSU, both Ole Miss and Mississippi State? I think that that Ole Miss Alabama game a week from now is going to be huge. So it's going to be tough because I can definitely see one of those other conferences getting perhaps two teams in and the Big Ten being overlooked because they did not play well in the month of September.
Well, and then speaking of the Big Ten, let's take a look at the Pac-12 a little bit. UCLA, and you talked about that a little bit, UCLA 62, ASU 27. And again, I give them a little bit of credit. No Taylor Kelly playing in that game, backup quarterback. Did an okay job for the most part, if you ask me. A couple of mistakes. And again, mistakes were very critical in that game. The four turnovers for ASU mounted into a lot of scoring for UCLA. But with that being said, they were able to move the ball quite easily on UCLA. So if UCLA is the best in the Pac-12 or Oregon is the best in the Pac-12, one of those two, how good is the Pac-12?
Well, I think that we've seen improvements from the middle and the bottom in the Pac-12. California got a nice win. Utah blew a big lead, but Washington State, they played well with Oregon. They managed to pull it off against Utah. They have that loss against Rutgers early on, but I think that the depth in the Pac-12 is still there. I think that they're going to cannibalize each other a little bit, and we're going to overanalyze it like we always do, but at the end of the day, I think that if putting up a zero in the loss column is the biggest thing. And if UCLA or Oregon does that, I think that they're definitely in that field of four at the end of the year. I want to revisit the Arizona State game because I did cover that game for College Football Roundtable on Thursday night. And one of the things that was overlooked was Arizona State was just piss poor tackling. Ish Adams, obviously, with the two huge plays, but Todd Graham mismanaged the game a little bit in the first half, had his backup quarterback panicking, have a chance where the worst-case scenario is probably they go into halftime tied. Mike Bercovici throws the pick six, Ish Adams with the great run back, 95-yard run back, and it just turned the tide, and UCLA just kept their foot on the gas. And, Arizona State's got a tackle, and they lost a lot of starters on the defensive side of the ball. So those are 62 points that Arizona State won't soon forget, but at the same time, there's some basic football fundamentals that they need to address there. And I think this conference doesn't get hurt because a team like Arizona State gets blown out like that.
I'll tell you what, though, I do know watching AF State that they do have a lot of younger guys playing this year, and you know, you got a lot of freshmen and sophomores out there, so it is going to be on the defensive side, at least for sure, and it is going to be a different situation when you have those younger guys going up against those older guys. And you know, speaking of that, where do you put Hundley as far as quarterbacks? Because I think he may be the best out there. Especially when you talk about him and Winston, who has more talent in that pool, would you think, in about 30 seconds or less, Jeff?
Well, I think you got to throw Mariota from Oregon in the mix. You know, Hundley's always had the talent. He can make things happen with his legs. He's a little bit more patient in the pocket this year. Obviously, a great, you know, the best arm in college football without question. But it's all about the decision making, and you know, we'll see as the season progresses how he does against better defenses. You know, not to slate Todd Graham at Arizona State, but I think that he's going to see better defenses. He's going to see better schemes, and he's going to see better talent on the defensive side of the ball. So. I look for Brett Hundley to do big things, but you know, it's a wait and see with his decision making, which has always been the big question with him.
Very good. Good stuff as always. A lot of college football going on, so that's why we're trying to break it down as best we can. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, break down Major League Baseball as the postseason is pretty much right around the corner. Derek Jeter, I'll tell you what, that day, the other day, was really fun watching him in his final at-bat, Yankee Stadium, get the hit, and the rest is history, as we all know. So keep it close. A lot to get to still. John Poulter on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I am the DORF man, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
All righty. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Obviously, with that music, we got to be talking baseball. We got to be talking postseason potentially here. And that would also mean we got to be talking with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. How are you two guys this morning?
I'm not complaining. We did get a little rain yesterday, so they probably are closing schools on Monday here, for all I know. But and that is a little bit of sarcasm. But beautiful day today, so I'm back at it. I'm excited about what's to come with the NFL and whatnot today. But John, I mean, look, been a pretty interesting year in baseball, to say the least. But the other day, I did have quite a bit of joy, to be honest with you. I'm not a huge Yankee fan at all, but I do like guys that stand for good character and are ambassadors to the game and just an all-around good human being. And I got to tell you, the scene was set the other night. I don't think you could have that Derek Jeter could have asked for a better situation, to be honest with you. It's the bottom of the ninth. They've got a runner on base. He's in a position to score the winning run with an RBI. And just like a movie, that's the way it goes down. And this guy gets to ride off in the sunset like he should, if you ask me. How fitting was that outcome the other night at Yankee Stadium for Derek Jeter and everybody involved?
Well, it was almost Hollywood-like, storybook-like, and if they had written a movie about it, you would think it was something from the 50s, like the Babe Ruth story and the Lou Gehrig story and, you know, those kinds of things. I don't think you would ever have anticipated that it could have all come together the way that it did. I have the game on the DVR, and I haven't had a chance to look at it yet because I was out on Thursday night, but I did have the game on the radio, and the last two innings were sort of edge-of-your-seat type baseball. Yankees two up going to the ninth inning with David Robertson coming in, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, it's a tie game and sets the stage for Jeter to come to the plate in the bottom of the 10th with a very much a storybook ending. And I'm with you, you know, being in an American League East city, I can't ever be a Yankee fan. But it was kind of nice to see a gentleman like Jeter go out the way that he did. And I just think he's a class act. And in a lot of ways, he is the atypical Yankee.
You know, again, I mean, look, I have very little love for the New York Yankees, but I got a soft spot in my heart for good guys. And there are not enough good guys out there anymore. And either Derek Jeter has done a great job of fooling everybody, but I really don't find that to be true when you have the type of respect that you have from your peers and everybody else around the game talking about this guy. It's got to be true. This guy has got to be just as clean as he is on the field. He's got to be that clean off the field. I truly believe that. But, Jeff, your thoughts about Derek Jeter and how impressive and how fitting that outcome was for him at Yankee Stadium?
Well, you know, if you've listened to me on this show, you've heard me express how fatigued I have been with the farewell tour, and I was honestly worn out by the time he came to the plate on Thursday night. But you know what? You look at all the big hits in his career, going back to the 2000 World Series, going back to the playoffs in the 90s when the Yankees were winning World Series year in and year out. And, you know, every big hit has something in common, and it's that he goes the other way with it. He's your, he's your atypical Yankee, but he's your atypical shortstop. But he's, you know, he's certainly extraordinary, well-deserved. I wish I could have appreciated it more. I didn't see it live because I was at the Arizona State game. But, seeing Jeter end his career like that, it seemed fitting to his Yankee Stadium career. He's playing in Boston this weekend, and he's certainly getting the hero's farewell. So I appreciate it. One other name I wanted to touch on is he's played a long career, and it was perhaps a little more unheralded because it coincided with Derek Jeter, was Paul Konerko, who's ending his career this weekend in Chicago, and they've honored him with a statue. So I wanted to give a shout-out to
Pauly K and all the great things that he's done, bringing a world championship to the South Side of Chicago. And, you know, it certainly deserves to be mentioned alongside with Derek Jeter's, storybook career.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point, Jeff.
No, we don't want to take anything away from Konerko, obviously. But again, you know, I think the difference is that this guy's done it in New York for 20 years. And, you know, there's not a lot of guys that can handle the pressure of the media. Just the whole deal there in New York is just quite different than most places. So I do give him a lot of credit for what he's done there. The one thing I am a little disappointed with, though, and John, you being more of a baseball guy, you let me know your thoughts on this. I know Derek Jeter as a shortstop. So when a guy decides to not play a position, but he's going to DH there in Boston, and I understand the rivalry obviously is so great. He wants to be out there in some way, shape, or form to some capacity. But I know Derek Jeter as a shortstop, not a DH. So I'm not totally satisfied with him playing under this situation. And by that I mean, you know, he played his position the other night on Thursday, comes in and has the great walk-off hit, the walk-off single for the RBI and the victory for the Yankees. And he's still playing in these games to honor the team. But do you feel he's doing it any disservice by not playing his regular position?
Yeah, I got some mixed feelings on that. I can understand from a personal standpoint why he has done what he has done. He is a Yankee, and Yankee Stadium was his home for 20 years, and he wants to leave the game with memories of Yankee Stadium. The good thing is that he is playing in the last series, and fortunately, it's a series that means absolutely nothing. So no one can say that a team has strengthened itself or weakened itself to allow another team to win a game and perhaps make a postseason berth. It's kind of unfortunate. I know the schedule is set a long time ahead of when a player decides to retire, so there was no way that they could have set it up so that the Yankees finished the season at home. But if they could have done that, it would have been nice. But at the end of the day, I can kind of see where he's coming from. It does taint it a little bit because, like you, I remember him as a shortstop. But at the end of the day, it's still a great story, especially with all this foolishness that's going on in the NFL right now, to see a nice guy get the headlines.
Let's keep it moving here. Again, kudos to Derek Jeter and the way that he went out there at Yankee Stadium, because it was truly like a movie, to be honest with you. But something that hasn't been like a movie, or at least a good movie anyway, is the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they obviously decided to clean house quite a bit here. Your thoughts about getting rid of Kirk Gibson and a whole lot more here, to be honest with you. That's just the start. Alan Trammell was also dismissed. The bench coach, we all know that, but he is staying on to manage the last few games of the season. But really, something that I think needed to be done here in Arizona, a new direction, with new people. Your thoughts about the fire sale here, the firing spree for the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Well, it's kind of puzzling, and you know, you're so much closer to that scene than I am, but you and I chatted last year about whether Kirk Gibson should come back for the 2014 season, and I was kind of surprised that he did come back given how badly the Diamondbacks collapsed last year. I thought he might leave of his own accord at the end of last season, so I was a little bit surprised when he came back for this year. But the Diamondbacks sort of went in the toilet real quick. I don't think there's any way. They're certainly going to have the worst record in the National League. I think Texas is still two or three games ahead of them, so in the American League. So I don't think that the Diamondbacks can do anything other than finish number 30. But I find this whole thing a little puzzling in that, you know, they fire two guys and that are tied at the hip and have been for many, many years as players in Detroit, managers and coaches in Detroit, and now in Arizona. So they fire two guys, but they ask one guy to stick around and manage the team for the last three games. That strikes me as a little bit odd. And the other thing that strikes me as being a bit odd is that Kevin Towers was dismissed earlier in the year as the general manager, And I understand that they're now asking him to stick around in another capacity. So I have to wonder just how much of a different direction is this team going. And obviously it's the Tony La Russa influence. And, you know, La Russa was a great field manager. He was a terrible player, but he was a great field manager. He has yet to prove himself in the front office. So, you know, he's kind of sticking his neck out when he makes these moves. And I think it's going to be very interesting who they hire to run that ball club on the field. Certainly Dave Stewart, even though he's a rookie general manager, is going to have a lot of say in that, and he's a very well-respected guy in the game. So I think that they will be fine from that standpoint. But I think they have to make the right choice in terms of who they put in the dugout to run this ball club. And I'm just a little confused as to all the things that are going on there. To me, it's not really a clean break. How would you look at it?
Jeff, I'll give you the first say on this. How do you feel about what the Diamondbacks have done with Gibson and the rest of the guys?
Well, I think it was the appropriate move. I think that La Russa is obviously trying to create St. Louis West out in Phoenix. And I would not be surprised to see Jose Aquindo, the longtime St. Louis the Cardinals third base coach, get at least an interview. I know he's got some internal candidates, but hey, you know, the Cardinals are in town, and suddenly they've got something to play for in game 162 so that they don't have to play a game 163. I know that we have the possibility going into Sunday's games of getting some teams that have to play their way in on Monday in a 163rd game. Of the three games, John, which is the most likely to happen? And do you agree that they have to settle these ties on the field, even though head-to-head is has been established in all three potential ties?
Yeah, I think you got to settle it on the field. You know, you play 162 games. I think to start deciding it any other way is a little silly. The National League is a little bit more clear-cut than the American League. The only possibility there is whether St. Louis wins the Central and Pittsburgh is second, or the other way around. Either way, the loser of that matchup goes to the wild card game and hosts the Giants. In the American League, it's a little bit more complex. You've got Seattle and Oakland sort of still vying for one of those last two spots, and then of course you've got that Detroit-Kansas City situation, and it's kind of interesting what has happened in the last couple of days with teams delaying, if you want to use that word, clinching a title, because it's forced Detroit to now use David Price today, Seattle to use Felix Hernandez today, and St. Louis to use Adam Wainwright today, which obviously they have to do to make sure that they try and win today, but effectively it takes them out of any postseason action until Thursday. And to take your three aces out until Thursday of the postseason week perhaps is a little bit of a penalty for lallygagging throughout the last week or two of the season.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. And next week we'll be talking about postseason baseball, so look forward to it as always, John. Have a great Sunday, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. My pleasure as always. We'll chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down like nobody does, and that's why we have him. So keep it close. On the other side, Jeff and I are going to put a cap on this hour and then get you ready for hour number two with Fred Wallen, and Jeff will be back in that hour too. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Norfolk Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich helping me out with this hour. Got to thank Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com and John Poulter, the professor, our professor of sports, for joining us this hour. Jeff, we didn't even get into any NFL football, but in the last couple minutes, a lot of interesting matchups today. The Bears and the Packers going at it, and one of the oldest rivalries in the game, obviously, and a big matchup for what's to come for the rest of the season for both those teams. You've got a lot of interesting matchups with teams that like the Eagles and the Niners. The Eagles have obviously played really well in the second half. The Niners haven't played well in the second half. Something's going to have to give there. What's the game you're looking forward to most today as far as the NFL?
Well, you know, yesterday I flipped it onto Fox and I saw the Yankees and Red Sox play. And I started thinking about what the NFL equivalent of Yankees-Red Sox is. And there's no question. It's Green Bay and Chicago. I'm going to be in front of the television on Fox, 10 a.m. in Arizona, watching the Chicago Bears host the Green Bay Packers in one of the great traditional matchups. You know, it's a lot more fun at the end of the year when we know exactly what everybody's playing for, as we saw in Week 17 a year ago. But, you know, this is a big game. This is a pivotal game for, you know, the direction of both of these teams in the NFC North, the black and blue. And, you know, I gotta give it to Chicago. I think that they've played better against better teams. But, you know, Green Bay's got a lot to figure out, and we'll see if they can get that done on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, look, like I said earlier with Mary, bottom line is that offense hasn't clicked. It's a offense that usually is very, very powerful and high potent, but at the end of the day, it hasn't been the same this year. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Hey, Jeff, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with me this hour. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so, and we'll be talking to you in just a little bit about some NFL football. But for everybody involved, Jeff, Mary, John, we'll be back to talk about the world of sports here on Dorf on Sports and Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So keep it close.
With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. Authorities said a Ferguson, Missouri police officer was shot and wounded while on patrol Saturday evening. St. Louis County Police Sergeant Brian Shellman said the shooting took place at approximately 9:30 p.m. local time. At least a dozen law enforcement agencies responded to the shooting, but no arrests were immediately reported. 31 people were presumed dead on Sunday near the peak of a Japanese volcano that erupted unexpectedly a day earlier, while it was packed with hikers out to admire autumn foliage, sending a huge cloud of ash and rock tumbling down its slopes. A Twitter account run by an al-Qaeda member said the leader of an al-Qaeda-linked group was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Syria, site monitoring service said on Sunday, following several days of uncertainty over whether he survived the raid. A U.S. official on September 24th said the United States believed the senior al-Qaeda operative had been killed in a strike a day earlier, but the Pentagon said several hours later that it was still investigating what happened to him. This is USA Radio News.
Friend, this is Pat Boone with a pretty good idea on how you can earn extra money in your spare time and, while you're doing it, help provide food for starving children. You heard me. Now you can earn money for your family and provide meals for hungry children all at the same time. Why don't you check out usagoodness.com? Get more information on starting a new home business. You'll feel great earning extra money to help the family budget, but you'll feel even better knowing that your work is actually saving lives. Go to usagoodness.com or call toll-free 800-301-6177. Again, 800-301-6177. You can earn some extra money for your family while helping other families in dire need of food and provision. 800-301-6177 or usagoodness.com, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
An American doctor exposed to Ebola in Africa is expected to arrive in the United States for treatment as early as today, correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The doctor was exposed to Ebola while volunteering in Sierra Leone. Treatment will be in a special isolation unit at the National Institutes of Health Hospital near Washington, D.C., NIH Infectious Disease Chief Dr. Anthony Fauci says just because the doctor was exposed to Ebola, it doesn't mean that the person will become sick. They just want to put them in the best possible situation if something happens. Four other American aid workers were infected with Ebola in West Africa. One is still in the hospital. The others have recovered.
According to a Yemeni diplomat, a rocket was fired toward the U.S. embassy in Yemen on Saturday, wounding several guards in an attack by an al-Qaeda splinter group to assert dominance. No U.S. personnel or embassy buildings were hit, although a nearby truck with Yemeni special security forces was hit. This is USA Radio News.
This weekend at Guitar Center, use your gear card to save 15% on your entire purchase or choose special 18-month financing. Deals like a Fender USA Pro Strat that was $1,000, now just $850 or only $56 a month. A $500 Williams Digital Piano for $425 or just $28 a month. With Guitar Center's gear card, it's never been easier to get the gear you want. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions apply. Financing terms will vary depending on the product and financing options you choose. See card member agreement, promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com/savenow for details.
Hong Kong police used tear gas for the first time on Sunday to disperse pro-democracy protest and baton charge the crowd blocking a key road in the government district after Hong Kong and Chinese officials warned against illegal demonstrations. Immigrant families caught and released after illegally entering the United States usually do not show up for subsequent monitoring as required. That's according to new figures from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. About 70% of the roughly 40,000 migrant families apprehended between May and August did not report to an agency office. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. The president of the Foundation for Moral Law is calling on U.S. Supreme Court Justices Elena Kagan and Ruth Ginsburg to recuse themselves from a case involving same-sex marriage.
One of the things that just bothers us about a judge going out and speaking on a subject like this is not necessarily that a judge will express personal beliefs or ideals that they wish America would adhere to, but there was a specific statement by Justice Ginsburg where she said, I'm concerned about the direction that this is going, and if any state courts, like Louisiana did recently, actually went the other direction on this gay marriage issue, we would have to jump in quicker. Meaning that she's saying, I've already predetermined the decision that I'm going to make as a judge before ever seeing this case come before my bench. And that is a violation of the Code of Judicial Ethics, especially under Canon 3A6.
Gabriel Smith, legal counsel for the Foundation of Moral Law. With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman's in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Man, oh man, I would have loved to have seen, once again, Florida State go down yesterday. Did not happen. NC State, with a very, very good showing, putting up a lot of points, was not meant to be, and therefore Florida State is still undefeated. However, Alabama has taken them over at the number one spot in college football, and, Fred, in case you were wondering, Europe has won yet another Ryder Cup for the third straight time, as that is just broken. So, good morning, Fred. How are you, man?
I'm fine. I'd like to talk about the Stanford-Washington game when we come back from the break, because I think Chris Peterson has lost his mind, and he's making $3.2 million to take a possible win away from his kids. So I'm quite upset, because I'm not a Washington fan. But what he called a fake punt... ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. I'd like to discuss that when we come back from the break.
20-13, Stanford gets that one done. So that's the game that Fred is alluding to. UCLA took it to my A-State Sun Devils the other day too, Fred. So sorry, you didn't give me a jab on that one, so I appreciate it. But we'll get into it quite a bit here. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. Lots of things to talk about. NFL, college, Major League Baseball, you name it, we got you covered. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community tax relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
This weekend at Guitar Center, use your gear card to save 15% on your entire purchase or choose special 18-month financing. Deals like a Fender USA Pro Strat that was $1,000, now just $850 or only $56 a month. A $500 Williams Digital Piano for $425 or just $28 a month. With Guitar Center's gear card, it's never been easier to get the gear you want. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions apply. Financing terms may vary depending on the product and financing options you choose. See card member agreement, promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com/savenow for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot us an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, you wanted to talk a little bit about this Washington-Stanford game last night. And in general, let's talk some college football in this segment for the most part, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But start with Stanford and Washington. You were talking about some poor decision-making there.
Well, look, Stanford does not have the world's greatest offense. They've got a tremendous defense. They held Washington 179 yards, total yards, on Saturday. But the point is, you're on your own 45-yard line. You got fourth down. There's eight and a half minutes to go in the game. You're tied 13 apiece. Your kicker has been tremendous all day long. So you're going to have Stanford pinned within its own 20-yard line. So maybe go to overtime, whatever the case might be, but you don't try a fake punt at that point. You lose 8 yards. Stanford scores in five plays. They win 20-13. You got to remember, Stanford was up 3-0. Washington took a 6-3 lead. They tried for two. Why did they try for two? Does Chris Peterson think he's a magician or something? Does he think David Shaw is an idiot? Well, what good did that do you? So now you're up 6-3. Then Stanford takes a 13-6 lead. Then you score a touchdown before the first half. Instead of going up 14-13, you're only knotted at 13. That makes a big difference the way Stanford plays in the second half. It makes a big difference the way you play in the second half. So what I'm trying to say is I watched the game. I had no money, and I'm on a couple of websites, StuFiner.com and PhoenixSports.com. I did not have that as one of my games. But I'm just saying to you, I feel sorry for the kids. The coach, who's making $3.2 million, took a really good chance of beating a pretty good team away from the kids because he thought he was a genius. You know, these guys think that they're the smartest guys in the room, and they're not. Andy, I don't know, but do you, considering Stanford does not have a great offense, wouldn't you rather pin them within the 20, than, especially with the kind of punter you've had all day long? Or would you give it to them at midfield? In fact, on your own 45, Stanford took over after the loss of 8 on the fake punt. And why did you go for 2 originally? I have no conception. I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe it was on LSD. I don't know. But I'm not kidding. I mean, it was like I'm watching the game saying, that's not Chris Peterson. I mean,
Sometimes, like you said, sometimes coaches outthink themselves and they make a mistake based on the fact of trying something for the element of surprise. And that was obviously something that was a definite element of surprise. You're not thinking you're going to pull that move at that point. They do. It backfires on them. So, you know what? Maybe the lesson is learned and he won't try something like that again, to be honest with you. But look, at the end of the day, Stanford is probably a better football team than Washington anyway, and for them to be within 7 points of them, I think is very respectable, to say the least, Fred.
But you lost. There are no moral victories. You lost. You lost the game that you could have won. Listen, neither team had a great field goal, you know, is great as far as field goals are concerned, so I don't know what's going to happen in overtime, but Washington had, being at home, Washington was at least a 50-50 shot to win it in overtime. Why take away the shot from the kids? And now, all right, so now you're going in the locker room after the game. Who's he going to blame? Oh, the bad offense? Well, they don't have a great offense. I'm not questioning that. But they're playing against a very good defensive team. What I'm saying to you is that he's going to look in the mirror, not blame the kids. The kids played their heart out. And
yeah.
I'm not a Washington fan. I've never been a Washington fan. Never been a Stanford fan. So I didn't care who won. But I'm just saying, I don't like when coaches become bigger than the game. And in this case, I think Chris Peterson thought he was bigger than the game. At Boise State, you know what? You can get away with it. In the Pac-12, you can't. And I'm sorry, there's a different level of play. And he was making $2.2 million at Boise State. He took the extra $18 million, I think, over 5 years in total to move to Washington. I'm sure he's going to do a good job. The first 4 games, they didn't look all that great, but they were undefeated. They had a shot here to be 5-0, and they blew it, and the coach blew it. And if you're listening across America, maybe up in Seattle, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, if Fred's upset.
Yeah, well, look, and you know, look, let's keep moving in college football, and I want to talk a little bit about Florida State, North Carolina State. North Carolina State was able to put 41 points up on Florida State. Florida State put up 56, so obviously that's better than 41. However, what I'm trying to get to here is that a couple of things. They're obviously a different team with Jameis Winston playing quarterback. That's first and foremost. You saw how they were able to move the ball a lot more productively up and down the field and score a lot more points. The defense, however, is atrocious. I know they lost a lot of players from that defense from a year ago, but the defense is atrocious, and I ultimately think that potentially that is something that could break the back of Florida State. How do you feel about Florida State, and will they go undefeated?
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you totally, watching part of that game. There were so many games going on simultaneously, you can't watch every play of every game unless you tape everything. But I tried to watch as much as I could on Saturday. I agree with you. I don't think they're going to go undefeated. I think their defense giving up 40 points is, you know, is atrocious. You're just not going to get away with that against a very, very good team. And let me tell you something else. As you know, for 25 years, I've had the Heisman vote. I'm going to say this again. I don't care if Jameis Winston in the next 8 games throws for 8,000 yards and 80 touchdowns. He's not getting my vote, just like Manziel didn't get my vote. He's not getting my vote for the Heisman. And right now in the Heisman, it's rather interesting. You got a few guys out there, I think, out in front, but I really don't have any decision. I think Marcus Mariota up at Oregon certainly has played very well for the entire season. Gurley, the running back from Georgia, is a tremendous back. But I don't know outside of that who.
How about Melvin Gordon, the running back from Wisconsin? That kid is a beast.
The only question there is against LSU in the second half.
That wasn't his fault. That wasn't his fault. That's the coach's fault.
That's what I was going to say. Where the blank was he in the second half? You got like a 10-point lead, and you don't play your best running back till the end. You lose 38-34. The Badgers could be undefeated. I mean, I don't know if they're that good. And Anderson was a good – again, you know, you're talking about Boise State and Washington, and now you got Utah State, Anderson 2 years ago, and now Wisconsin. There's a difference. You get away somewhere, and you don't get away somewhere else. You know, with nonsensical play. Maybe Melvin Gordon, I don't know, maybe the coaching staff got upset with him for something. But you got to run this guy because he's just a talented running back. He's going to be a star in the pros if he doesn't get hurt.
Absolutely.
You agree. And you're from Wisconsin, so you're more subjective than I am. But I'm objective about this. He's one of the best running backs. He's right up there with Gurley. I mean, he's that good. And you got to play him. You got to give him the ball 20 times every single game, and they would have beaten LSU if that had been the case. But then there's a coach right there taking the victory possibly away from the kids.
Again, no, absolutely. Look, Melvin Gordon, like you said, one of, if not the best running back in all of college football. A kid that grew up in Milwaukee, played his high school football there, and now playing at the University of Wisconsin. So this kid is fantastic. He's beyond lightning quick. He's Melvin Flash Gordon, if you ask me. The guy is unbelievable. So give him the ball. Anytime he touches it, it could be taken to the house. I know we do have a caller on the line, Mike, so just hang tight. We're going to take a break first, and then we'll get to you so that you have ample time to talk to us. We'll also get hooked up with Jeff Rich as well, but Jeff will hang tight. We'll take Mike first, so keep it close. A ton of things to talk about in the sports world, whether it's college football, whether it's NFL football, Major League Baseball, whatever it is, we got you covered. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. But the best way to do it is reach out and touch us, talk to us, and voice your opinion. So keep it close. A lot of things to get to. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. And you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. I'm in beautiful, sunny Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot for an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And let's go out to the phones and let's hook up with Mike. Mike, you got Fred, you got Andy. What's on your mind today, man?
Well, I called you guys at the beginning of the year when Mike Trout got his new big contract, and I said, I guarantee you he's going to have a year that is not on par with what he's had in the last 2 years. Well, his average is down 40 points, and I don't think it's as much as the contract as something's going on in Mike Trout's head, and the Angels don't realize it. Mike Trout goes to the plate, and I watch about 90% of the games. The first pitch that he takes is a strike. Every game, he takes a strike, 80% of the plate appearances. And I'm going nuts. The best pitch he sees every at-bat, he takes. And they, finally, somebody said something to Socia about 4 days ago. It took him a whole year to ask Socia. And he said the reason they're doing this is that they're trying to bring the pitch count up so that they wear out the pitchers, and it also helps Pujols. I think this is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard of in my life. The pitchers do not go nine innings anymore. They go six innings, so the pitch count's irrelevant. And he's down 40 points. And still the guy's got 30-some home runs and 112 RBIs. But he's hitting defensively. He's hitting with one strike against him, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Can you guys explain it to me?
Okay, let me just say this. The Angels think they have an advantage in the bullpen after picking up the Jason Grillies and the Houston Streets. So Socia's saying to himself, if we get in the seventh inning and neither team has a starting pitcher out there, we have the advantage. That's what he's thinking in his head. You can agree or disagree, but I'm sure that's part of his logic. He thinks he has an advantage when both teams have to go to the bullpen, so he wants the other team to go to the bullpen as quickly as possible.
Well, and let me second that by saying they are the best team in all of baseball. We're talking about the Angels, and you know what? Whether we want to say it or not, this has been years of things coming, if you ask me. They've had a lot of talent for a lot of years, and finally this season it came together. You know, you're talking about Pujols and those other guys. Look, that's been a letdown for the most part, but this season, whether Trout is hitting, you know, 40 points better or not, the end result is the Angels are, I'm saying, whether he's 40 points better or 40 points worse, it makes no difference. The end result is the Angels are better, yes or no?
Yes.
So at the end of the...
You know why they're better? Because Hamilton's out of the lineup. As soon as he went out of the lineup, they won 11 in a row. They won 11 out of 13 games as soon as he went to the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you guys have a guy hitting cleanup that's hitting 240? I mean,
you don't.
Every time
take him out.
I watch a game, every time I watch a game, he comes up, and he never comes through for him. It's like every at bat is an out for him, and he's the number four hitter. I don't understand why they don't realize this stuff. It's like they don't care. They're going to play him no matter what.
And Michael, Mike, he's making $25 million a year. So if you're the manager,
they never should have got him.
Okay, but if you're the manager and the owner's paying your guy $25 million a year, the owner's probably getting in your ear a little bit saying, maybe you ought to play him a little bit. I'm looking pretty bad here, if the $25 million per year doesn't work out.
But don't bat him fourth.
Don't bat him fourth. I can't disagree.
Hey, Mike, with all your negativity, how do you feel about the Angels coming to the postseason?
It all depends on how well their pitching is. If their pitchers are okay, they got a real shot. If their pitchers are still hurt, then they're going to have problems.
I think if they had Garrett Richards, I would probably I'd make him the favorite right now to win the whole thing because he can dominate. I don't think they have a dominating pitcher. Weaver could win his 18. He's not going to dominate. Wilson's not going to dominate. And you don't know about Matt Shoemaker right now. Is he even going to get to pitch? I know he's working out over the weekend.
He's done great for them. If he's able, then they got a real shot. But if he's not, then they're in trouble because Wilson, I don't know. You never know what you're going to get out of him one game. He's fine. The next game, he doesn't get out of the first inning.
Yep.
Hey, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
I just want to say I'm rooting for the Angels, so I want them to win. So I definitely hope that Shoemaker gets well and that Hamilton can't play.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, everything works out the way you want it to, and we'll catch up with you next week or in the following weeks. Really appreciate the call, Mike, and we'll talk to you again. All right, let's hook up with Jeff Rich, one of our contributors here on the program. And if we need, we'll hold Jeff over for a couple minutes on the other side. Jeff, good morning. Welcome back. How are you, man?
Hey, it's good to be back.
You know, we talk a lot of football with you and usually college, but I want to get into some NFL football since you and I broke it down a little bit in the first hour, and then Fred and I continued to talk some college football. But a lot of NFL football to talk about, a lot of action happening today. And, you know, let's start with the biggest rivalry or the oldest, the best rivalry as far as I'm concerned in all of sports, and that's Green Bay and Chicago going at it today in Chicago. Like I said to you earlier, I think it's put up or shut up time for the Green Bay Packers. Got to go out there and got to have a better showing on offense. Rodgers has not looked like himself. The offensive line has been atrocious. Eddie Lacy can't get off his own feet and out of the backfield. So a lot of disappointment right now in that offense. However, let's be honest. The Chicago Bears, like the Detroit Lions, the Packers have owned them for the most part for the past few seasons. Again, that was disrupted last week when the Packers go to Detroit. Aaron Rodgers and that 9-1 record in Detroit becomes 9-2. This week they got another shot to right the ship here in Chicago. I think they get it done, but it's not going to be easy. Jared Allen is out, so that will take a little bit of that pressure off of Aaron Rodgers today, breaking a streak of 113 straight games for him, which is remarkable when you think about this day and age and the kind of beating that these guys take week in and week out. But do I have it right? And the Packers, it's time for put up or shut up. Fred, you first, and then Jeff.
Look, the season at this point is 3 games old. I don't take all this seriously. The Packers are going to win their 10 games, 11 games. The Packers are going to make the playoffs. Then we see the real Aaron Rodgers and the real club. I'm not disagreeing with you. They've looked horrible. I mean, there's no – the 49ers have lost 2 in a row. I mean, so it's not as – the Patriots certainly were lucky last week to beat Oakland. So, I mean, it's not as if 3 of the best out of the 5 teams maybe in all of football have started quickly. They've started slowly, but it's a long season. And in the end, all 3, the Patriots, the 49ers, and your Packers will make the playoffs. And then we find out who's the best in a one-game set, in a one-game series.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. At the end of the day, I think it will be a lot of the usual suspects that are there. But the path of getting there sometimes is more difficult than others. Jeff, your thoughts about the Packers and their sputtering offense at this point?
Well, I think the fact is they're very lucky not to be 0-4, not to be going into this game fearing being 0-4. You know, one thing that McCarthy's done since he got there is win the division games. I thought I saw a stat this morning that said he's something like 34-13 against the Black and Blue since he got there. You know, and it's not happening this year. Lost to Detroit, lost to Seattle, you know, lost to Seattle in conference. You know, they don't beat the Bears today. They're in big trouble. I know it's early, but this is an early hole to dig yourself into, especially with the, you know, with potentially two division losses. So yeah, it's I don't know if it's put up or shut up time, but you know, necessarily. But it would, you know, a victory today over the Chicago Bears would certainly go a long way for the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers comes out this week and has five letters for everybody, R-E-L-A-X. He wants everybody to relax. At the same time, we all know how this is. It's a what have you done for me lately. It's a not for long league. So at the end of the day, they do need to right the ship. They need to get the offense going. And for that matter, you know, you're right about them potentially being 0-3. They do have a lucky victory over the Jets, if you ask me, in a comeback victory. To beat them, they were down a lot of points, whether it was 21 or 18 at one point. I can't remember, but definitely had to pull some strings there and pull some magic. And that was the closest that Aaron Rodgers looked to being like Aaron Rodgers of the past. But they easily could be looking at 0-4, like you said. And I think at that point, we'd all have a much different feeling about things. And potentially the season could be in the tank. But with what Fred said, too, is, you know, think about it. 1-2, they are only a game out. Detroit's 2-1, Chicago's 2-1, Minnesota's 1-2, and they're not going to be a factor this year, as we all know, without Adrian Peterson and just all the off-field problems they have. I would expect them to struggle all season long. So I do think it's a three-team race, and you know what? Detroit's a little bit better. Chicago is a little bit better than they've been, too. So at the end of the day, the Packers are going to have to step up their game a little bit. Hey, Jeff, just out of curiosity, you got about 5 or 6 minutes that we can hold you over for on the other side, and we'll keep this conversation going in the NFL?
Yeah, we can do that.
Sounds good. So a lot of things to get to. I want to get to Philadelphia and San Francisco, as Fred alluded to. They've struggled out of the gate. Arizona, 3-0 at this point, in total control of that division. I'm just kidding. I know we're only not even a month in the season, but that's how people feel about things. When their team is having early success, well, nobody can beat them. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Again, a lot to get to. We'll talk about Philly. We'll talk about San Francisco. We'll talk about the Cardinals. And we'll get into some other things going on the field as well. So keep it close. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich joining us. Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
There are more than 143 million children who are orphaned each year. Their future can change with your help. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest organization dedicated to vulnerable children. At SOS Children's Villages, children are given a loving home, family, quality health care, and education until they can thrive on their own and lead a successful, independent life. Help SOS Children's Villages provide loving homes for vulnerable children. Visit www.sosusa.org for information on how you can help.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Callers, don't be afraid. Give us a call. Holler at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. We'll talk about anything. College, NFL, baseball, you name it. We got you covered. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. Hit us up on Twitter as well at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email. sportsfred@aol.com. Talking to Jeff Rich. By the way, Jeff, tell people how they can find out what you do.
All right. Well, I'm first of all at JRich Radio on Twitter. I'm a contributor for the More Than a Fan Network, and I'm a national writer for the College Football Roundtable, which is cfbroundtable.com. Get at me on Twitter. Read the columns and talk to me in the comment section.
Lots of things to get to. Again, we still will take phone calls, so anybody that wants to jump on board, don't hesitate. Just because we have a guest doesn't mean we won't get to you. 1-800-878-7529. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. Let's keep going in the NFL. A couple of guys making their first career start here as rookies, Bortles and Bridgewater from Minnesota. Which, if either, will have more success? Fred, you first.
Neither. I mean, if you're talking about one game or one career or whatever the case, I think they're both average NFL-type quarterbacks. I don't see either of them being an all-pro type. When you play for Central Florida, it's a different circumstance. When you play for Louisville, maybe it's slightly above, but maybe not a whole lot above because you play some non-conference stuff. But both, I mean, are good quarterbacks. I mean, they were top-notch college quarterbacks, but I don't see any greatness, and I got to tell you, I mean, the guys around both of these guys are not great. If you take a look at Bridgewater, you almost feel sorry with him. If Peterson were there, it'd be a different circumstance. And it's not just Peterson not being there. It's the aura of what's happened, you know, with that organization. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, good points.
It's worse than Peterson just not being there, and as far as Jacksonville, take a look. Not all that much talent. So Gus Bradley, it will be a good coach. But, I mean, what are they going to go, 5-11, each of them? It doesn't matter who's quarterback. But you're better off, and I'll throw this to Jeff or throw it to Andy, you're better off going with the young guys than the veterans, and Castle's hurt anyways. But I'm just saying, you're better off going with the young. Give it a shot. I mean, you're better off that way.
Absolutely. Jeff, we'll get to you real quickly, and then we're going to jump out to the phones and hook up with Ben. He wants to talk some college football. Jeff, your thoughts, Bortles or Bridgewater?
Bortles only because I think Bortles is the better quarterback. And Jacksonville needs a spark. It's just been so long since they've been down. Bridgewater's going into a bad situation. Minnesota's been mired in controversy. Not just with this Adrian Peterson thing, but you know Chris Cluey's comments about the coaching staff and the atmosphere there with Leslie Frazier. You know, Mike Zimmer's there now, but I don't see Minnesota turning it around this season. I think that Jacksonville, I don't want to say that they can make some noise, but they can certainly improve on what they've been in the past.
Yeah, 0-3, you only got one way to go at this point, let's be honest. Let's bring in Ben. Ben, welcome to the program. You got the Dorf Man, you got Fred Wallen, and you got Jeff Rich. What's on your mind, man?
Well, I've been a fan of you guys for many, many years. It's fun listening to you, but I was hoping to change the topic back to college football. specifically UCLA. And I don't know if just being 4-0 helps today, but it seems like this is a team that is going to hope to go undefeated every week, but don't think about going undefeated the whole season.
Not with that defense giving up 488 yards through the air to Arizona State's second team quarterback.
That
defense has to improve.
But they've got an offense that's better than scores more than the defense gives up.
But there's going to be games. There's going to be games.
Extremely talented.
Okay, but if you're playing Stanford, you're not going to score 62. If you play Stanford, you're going to score 25. Can the defense hold the other team to under 20? Maybe 25.
Well,
what I'm saying.
But like you said, Stanford offensively is somewhat challenged themselves. So
I'm not questioning that. Yeah. I'm just saying you're not going to score 62 every game.
No, but Oregon's the closer threat. I'd like to think about that.
I think they play on the 10th of October. What do you think the total going in to that game might be? UCLA having scored 62 last week against Oregon. The total point. What do you think the total might be? I got to think.
I'm going to guess mid-80s.
Guy would say the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Because it was 70.
80 or 90.
Yeah. It was 75 Washington State and Oregon last week. It could be in the 80s. And I mean, this is going to be – something. You got quarterbacks who beginning of the year were battling for the Heisman. I think Hundley's out of it unless he plays exceptionally well the rest of the way, but Mariota right now is probably the number one guy.
He's playing well, getting a lot more results, to put it that way, with a better offensive line. But the thing is, I'm really worried, like you said, Fred, I'm worried about the defense, because that's a very, very talented group. So why can't they stop anyone?
Hey, Ben, with that being said, though, on the other side of the ball, Hundley is maybe the best quarterback in all of college football. So with
really
that being – well, I mean, look, he's got an arm like nobody else, and he can use his legs pretty darn well as well. I like the kid a lot, to be honest with you, but I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Jameis Winston
or
Hundley, which guy would you rather have moving forward for the NFL?
Wow, that is a tough question. When it comes to personal integrity, I'd take Hundley any day. But Winston certainly is a just a major talent and a winner. I probably want to go with Winston.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head with the first thing that you said. Personally, I haven't heard anything about Hundley getting in trouble or anything like that. Winston has had numerous occasions. This last one is not the first. This is one of many occasions where he has just kind of gotten a little bit out of control. And I think with the way that the NFL is, the state of the NFL right now, you can't go after a guy who you have any question about their character at all. So the guy is definitely a top five talent. I think we'll all agree on that. He's a top five talent, but I do not think he's a top five character guy. So I think it's going to be really difficult for NFL scouts and NFL teams to make a decision. Jeff, your thoughts. Again, I know we discussed it a little bit earlier, but if you're an NFL GM or somebody making those kinds of decisions, and those are the two guys on the table, which direction do you go, Jeff?
Well, the only reason Brett Hundley is back in Westwood is because of his mental limitations and decision-making process, which appears to have improved through the first couple weeks of the season. So I think that Jameis Winston's a ticking time bomb. And, given the landscape of the NFL right now, I'd have to go with Hundley given the choice of door number one or door number two.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Hey, Ben, anything else on your mind before we let you rock and roll?
No, this is the college football picture in general is shaping up into a real race, because I'd say the only real consistent team in the picture right now is Alabama. You know, Florida State almost lost to North Carolina State, but it's going to have to be a week to week thing. And I said from the very beginning, I don't think you shouldn't pick just four teams. Because who's to say the fifth team wouldn't win at all?
Agree, and you know what? They're just setting themselves up for a bigger and better playoff in the years to come.
That's the whole point. We got to make this investment to go into an eight, and then who knows what.
That's not going to happen. You know, we talked to Larry Scott the other night, and Bill Hancock, anybody involved with this playoff, so this is a 12-year commitment. So get ready for four teams until 2026. I know that's what fans want to hear.
And but you still don't have a true national champion.
Yeah, no, exactly. Look, I agree with Ben 100%. It's tough to find out who the best team in college football really is, the way that they do it. Again, I think the best tournament we have is the March Madness tournament. You can't do that, I understand, with college football, but there's nothing like it. It is the best thing around. I would say a close second would be the NFL football playoffs, but ultimately, the best tournament we have is NCAA March Madness. It's one and done. You move on or you go home. And
a lot of passion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, Ben, real quickly before we let you run, how are you listening to us today, man?
On the web.
Very good, man. Appreciate you listening, and we'll look forward to catching up with you week in and week out, buddy.
I will look forward to next week.
Have a great day, man. Appreciate the call. Just a couple more minutes with Jeff. And Jeff, again, appreciate you taking time out with us, a little bit more than what you normally do. But again, we encourage callers. So if you want to get on board with us, we'll take your call at any moment, any time, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. A lot of ways to get in touch with us at Dorf on Sports via Twitter, or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. And then even if you want to get a hold of Jeff, at JRichRadio on Twitter as well. Hey, real quickly, before we get out of here, Philadelphia 3-0, San Francisco 1-2. They've played great first halves, terrible second halves. It's kind of been the opposite for Philadelphia. Not so good in the first half, really good in the second half. They've come back for comeback victories in each of their wins this season. Something's got to give here a little bit today. I expect that San Francisco is going to play a much better all-around game, more complete. But with that being said, Philadelphia's 3-0, San Francisco struggling a little bit at 1-2. They are playing at home. How do you see this game shaking out? Jeff, you first, and then Fred.
I think that Philadelphia is going in the right direction, and I think that we're starting to see that regression that I didn't think was going to happen with San Francisco. It was talked about, you know, in the shaping of the NFC West, that the Cardinals were on the way up and the 49ers were on their way down. I thought it was just the opposite, and I've been proven wrong here. But the Philadelphia Eagles can score so quickly. I think that Chip Kelly is one of the better football minds, and it's no coincidence that they're a better second half team because they can adjust and they can do the right things to beat you in the second half. And you know, all that matters is what the score is with three zeros on the clock at the end of the fourth quarter. So I like Philadelphia on the road here. I don't think that they're going to let the Santa Clara crowd get to them. And you know, San Francisco, I think, is going to leave this game with some serious questions to answer.
Fred, your thoughts, San Francisco right the ship today, or does Philadelphia keep this train rolling?
You know what? I don't have a strong opinion, but I don't imagine the 49ers will lose three in a row. And so just based on that, I wouldn't give any points, but if you've got a money line situation, we're just straight up, I think I would take San Francisco just because I don't think Harbaugh will allow him to lose three in a row. But last week I said I didn't think he would allow him to lose two in a row. So I just have a hunch that maybe in the end the 49ers will find a way to win, but it's not a strong opinion. When we come back from the break, I do have my play of the game, play of the week, that I'll give out right here on the show. That won't
okay,
lose
real,
for
real,
sure.
Real quickly, before we get to the break and we let Jeff run, and Jeff, appreciate you taking time out with us again, a little extra time. Arizona Cardinals, very impressive to start the season, 3-0. They've done it on the road. They've done it at home. Is this football team an aberration, or does Bruce Arians really have these guys playing the type of football that he imagined, and we're seeing it kind of happen out there on the field so far? Again, aberration, or is this team for real? Jeff, you first.
I believe they're for real. I think that they go up to Denver when they resume play. They're on a bye week this week, and we're going to see how they shut down, you know, if they're able to shut down Peyton Manning and how that defense can win. Obviously, the offense has shown that they can get it done, but you know, there's a little bit of fragility involved with Carson Palmer going forward. So, I don't think that Drew Stanton can get it done. I think they need a veteran out on the field. And, next week in Denver is a serious stress test for this team. And, I think they'll prove it there. But, I would say if I had to guess right now that they're more contender than pretender.
Appreciate it as always, Jeff. We'll catch up with you next week. Fred, I'll get your thoughts on the other side about the Cardinals and some other things before we get out of Dodge. But, Jeff, appreciate it always, brother.
Hey, anytime, guys.
Sounds good. Jeff Rich, College Roundtable, definitely knows his stuff about football inside and out, so we appreciate him. Ben, good call as well. Keep it close. One final segment. Fred and I are going to wrap this thing up, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred, real quickly, I've only got a couple minutes to get my lineup in for fantasy football, so I'm going to ask you a couple quick questions before we get out of here. We'll get your pick of the day as well. LeGarrette Blount or Antonio Gates in my flex position? Blount is obviously playing against his old teammate, Tampa Bay, and then Gates is going up against Jacksonville, who has no defense, but Gates is a little bit banged up. So which direction do I go for my flex?
I guess the running back. Yeah, I don't think either is a tremendous go-to situation, but I would say the running back because he's going to probably see the ball a little bit more often, although
okay,
Gates saw the ball last week a lot. But
yeah, okay, so in that case, would you play Martellus Bennett or would you play Antonio Gates in the tight end spot?
Ooh. That's a tough one because the Packers have to win this game against Chicago. So, you know, it's interesting. Let me throw you my game, okay?
Yeah, let me hear your game real quick.
Can anybody bet the Jets? I don't care if Megatron plays or doesn't play. Can anybody reasonably bet the New York Jets, or am I been watching something out of fantasy?
So what you're trying to say is take Detroit today.
Well, I mean, don't you think the Jets stink?
I think the Jets are pretty bad. Yeah, I agree. What is the line anyway?
It's moved. I think Detroit now about a 2-point favorite, but originally the Jets were actually favored.
Interesting. I would go with Detroit for sure. Absolutely. I mean, Megatron at 50% is better than most people at 100%. Something I want to talk to you about next week, because we're not going to have enough time for it. You felt Kirk Cousins was the better quarterback after what you saw Thursday night. I wonder if your feelings are the same. We'll get into that a lot next week, but we don't have enough time to really get into it. But obviously, I hear the music. It means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So thanks to Jeff Rich. Thanks to Fred Wallen, as you do each and every week, joining me. Thanks to Scott on the other side. Thanks to the callers. We'll be back next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Peace, everybody.
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.